So today I stumble on Waves Designer. It works like magic. I apply this on
my God.
Kick.
Take it on.
Snare.
No, get it.
Yeah, just kick in, your kick out, snare top, and snare bottom. So when you look at it very well, it only has three basic parameters: attack, sustain, and then output. Yeah. So I'm going to mute every other instrument element and leave drums alone. So I know what this is adding to the entire program material. Yep. There's a lot that I taught in the past, right? And one of it is acoustic envelope. Let me clean here. Acoustic envelope. So in acoustic envelope, there are four different parameters that govern and shaping the way sound transition over time. And we see them, we might not be able to know that I'm referring to these things. And this thing is actually the regenesis, the derivative of compressor, gates, enhancer, and any other form of acoustic envelope, right? So we have attack, decay, release, and sustain, better known as ADSR envelope. Like I said, every sound transitions through this, and this actually governs the way sound is. There are some sounds that are very subtle, very soft and tender. The way it starts is soft. The attack is not really aggressive. Now, when you consider a sound of violin, it is soft compared to the sound of a snare drum. The attack is usually high, and the envelope is also very short. Kick sound is something that takes place within 50 milliseconds. It does not have any decay end, right? It does not have any decay end like that. That is like that of a cymbal or toms, right? If you understand the ADSR envelope very well, it will help you to navigate your way very well in the application of attack and release, in the compressor values, and in the gate value as well. So I dive into attack and sustain parameters of these waves, and I was doing research on it. Now, this is what I found out, right? Now, I'm going to bypass the gate and this guy, just the EQ.